Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Horse and Pistol by Griff Hosker, narrated by Nicholas Cam. Prologue. My name is James Bretherton, and I know that I was born lucky. I knew it from the first, for I had the life of a rich young gentleman. Later, when I became a soldier, my pampered childhood became even clearer to me. I had a mother who was Huguenot French and had brought her father's fortune when she fled to England from the persecution of the French. She had lost her own family but arrived in England as a rich woman. I had a father who, whilst not a noble himself, was descended on his mother's side from Sir Thomas Wyndham, the man who had been King Henry's admiral at the Battle of Flodden. He had an easy life and had the time to teach me to be a gentleman, for I did not see him having to do anything else. He had a bailiff to oversee the lands, and was so smitten by my mother that he spent every moment that he could with her. I was an only child. My birth had taxed my mother, and that meant that I was indulged. I had a tutor who taught me mathematics as well as introducing me to books. I was already a fluent speaker of French, thanks to my mother, and my tutor, who was German, also gave me that language. I was taught to ride by my father, who was a superb horseman. I learned to fence, of course, but my father was a progressively minded man, and he liked firearms. He showed me how to load and fire a pistol. The pistol had been my grandfather's, and it was a precious memory of my mother's father. Each time I loaded and fired it, I felt a connection to the Huguenot grandfather killed for his religion. As I grew older, my father taught me to use the fowling piece, and we hunted game birds along the Tees. The first 10 years of my life were, quite simply, the best that a boy could enjoy in Elizabethan England. Queen Elizabeth had outwitted the Spanish and the Catholics who sought to usurp her, and our navy kept our waters clear of enemies. My world, our world, ended when the Queen died childless. Part of my education had been in the politics of our land, and I knew that this meant a change for England. That change was a new king, and a Scottish one at that. The Scots, until the Battle of Flodden, had always been a threat, and in the north of England there was certainly suspicion of our nearest neighbours. We lived on the River Tees, and the Scots had raided there. My father had friends who visited, for he was a generous host with a fine table. I was often privy to their conversations and understood more than most 10-year-olds. The new king shared...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?